July 17th, junior high and track camp, evening chapel.
Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for so much fun in the sun and playing with our friends and just hanging out. It's been awesome. It's been so refreshing. I think many of us have forgotten what day it is, which is a sign that we've just kind of let our anxieties be gone and just let them go and just enjoyed your creation and your people. Give us ears that will be attentive to what you have for us tonight and speak to us. In your name I pray. Amen. Okay, so I'm grade 9 and I'm the equivalent of an LIP. Okay? I'm not an LIP because LIPers didn't exist back then. That was a program that just was started, you know, a few years ago. But I was a youth and I was helping out here at this camp. I was doing a whack load of dishes. I was doing a whack load of toilet cleaning jobs. Not a whole lot of fun. But I learned a good attitude sometimes. And I was helping out with some games. And I was having a blast. But one of the things that I was really, really trying, maybe too hard, is being part of the cool kids. Being part of this club or this clique or this group that I was like, I just want to be accepted. I just want to be. And so I would say what I thought was funny jokes. And they'd be like, silence, like crickets. Just hold your Bible for me, okay, buddy? Just hold your Bible. And I'd say a funny joke, what I thought would be, and it would just be like silence. And be like, I know that would have been funny at school. Just nothing. Maybe, I don't remember even remember the jokes, so probably wasn't even that funny. But, and then I would say something kind of to show how awesome I was. Like, yeah, I play, you know, basketball and hockey and volleyball and blah, 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 and kind of brag a little bit. And it would be like crickets. Like zero. They weren't impressed at all. And I was just striking out every single time. And you know what? It got to the point where this guy named Doug Nelson, who was a legend at this camp for years, and maybe some of the cabin leaders remember a Doug Nelson, maybe not. I've got some great stories about Doug Nelson. But anyways, Doug Nelson is a few years older than me, and he just says, he looks at me, he looks straight at me, and he maybe not without the most tact, and he just says, stop. Just stop. You're trying too hard, and it's annoying. Right? Like, you're trying too hard to be accepted. Just stop. Just stop. And I was crushed. I was absolutely crushed. But it was the words I needed to hear. Any of you try really, really hard at being accepted like I have in the past? And some of you who aren't putting your hands up maybe are just too nervous. Because we've all done it. We've all done it. Whether you go on Instagram and you see all the girls who have been photoshopped and you're like, I gotta look like that to be accepted. When I mean photoshopped, I mean they're not normal. They've been altered. That's not their normal bodies. That's not their normal hair. That's not their normal faces. All the imperfections have been taken out. And somehow we're supposed to be like that. That guy, that girl. We say the dirty joke so that we can maybe get accepted into a group that we're like, really, do I really want to be part of this group? Do I really want to see that have their acceptance? What if I could tell you tonight, you could have freedom from all of that?
Yes.
Yes. That'd be great.
Freedom from the reality of freedom to be who God created you to be. Like, it's almost too good to be true. Is it not? A person that isn't concerned about what the cool kid down the hallway thinks of you at your school or in the locker room or the girls and what they think of how you're dressed and whether or not they can accept you because you're pretty enough or you're just edgy enough to be in their group. What if you could have freedom from all of that? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes.
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 Freedom.
All you need is
freedom.
So when Doug told me, just stop. I didn't know what to do. Obviously, he was upset with me. He was kind of angry when he said it. He was annoyed. And so I didn't know what else to do except to stop. And so I stopped trying to hang out with him. I stopped telling my silly, immature, maybe slightly rude jokes. I stopped trying to brag and impress them with my abilities or what I thought were impressive. I just stopped. And I put my nose to the grindstone, which means, if you don't know that saying, I just started working. I just started serving. I started doing my job of cleaning bathrooms, of dishes, of leading games. I just started doing it. And I just quit. By the end of the week, the people who were unimpressed and were standing around the circle, you know what they were saying to me?
What?
Man, you really serve well. And they started to accept me. Not because I tried, but because I started walking to the same beat as they did. Which wasn't the world's beat. Which wasn't what the world says you should be looking like, how you should be acting, how you should be impressing others. I just served God, which is what they were trying to do, serving God. And they were impressed by that. Now, I didn't always do it with a great attitude like they did. But the first good thing they said about me wasn't that I was cool and had nice hair, or that they thought my sports career at that point was awesome, or I was funny. They were impressed that I wanted to serve God, and I put my actions where my mouth was, and I just served. You can walk to your own beat. You can walk to somebody else's beat. And it'll never measure up to much. It'll never measure up to much unless your beat is God's beat. Does that make sense? I spend so much time, even as an adult, thinking and worrying about what people will think. Even when I come up on stage, I'm thinking about my notes and the talk that I've prepared, and I'm concerned about what you will think of me. Isn't that silly?
Yeah.
Isn't that silly? And then I have to check myself. I have to say, God, I'm not doing this to impress these kids. I'm doing this because you want me to help them grow closer to God. I'm not doing this to impress the cabin leaders. I'm doing this to help them grow closer to you. I'm serving. And I have to continually say, no, it's not my beat. It's not the world's beat. God, it's your beat. I'm walking to your beat. So what do you think God's beat looks like? What does it look like to live a life after God and not of this world? Any ideas?
Yeah. Kindness.
Yeah. Kindness. Did you know that when you are kind, if I were to give you a compliment right now, by the way, I love your glasses.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If I give you a compliment, did you know that that compliment makes you feel like 2 points better, but makes the person who's giving it feel even better?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? And the reason why, who likes receiving a compliment? Most of us. Who finds it a little bit awkward at times? Most of us. I want everybody to find a partner. I want you to give them a compliment. I like your shirt. Okay. Thank you. Not one of you frowned. Not one of you were like, eh, I hate compliments. Right? You smiled, you received it, you loved it. But you know what? Giving a compliment changes you more than receiving a compliment. Giving encouragement changes you more and impacts you more and longer than receiving encouragement. It does. Walk to God's beat. Be kind. What else? How else would God want us to walk to His beat? Be at peace with others. So much of the time, we're just quarreling. Who's got a brother or sister? How much of the time are you fighting with your brother and sister? Okay. Eyes on me. Eyes on me. Awesome. You know, it's not a lot of fun to be fighting, is it?
No. No, unless you're wrestling.
When we fight, it takes us down a really dark place. And it takes a long time for us to feel good inside again. Because as much as encouraging another person makes you feel good, fighting and being nasty to somebody will take us in the opposite direction even further. Because not only have we hurt somebody that we probably care about, we've just kind of we've realized that there's an ugly side to ourselves that we just really don't like. And it's not very fun. How else can we walk to God's beat? How else can we be people who serve God? Right here.
Loving.
We can be loving. Yeah. How else?
Have joyfulness in your heart.
Be joyful. You know, one of the easiest ways for us to be joyful is to give thanks. You know, one of the things I'm super thankful for this week is the sunshine. It's been so rainy all summer till this week. And this week has been so beautiful. All right, find your partner, find a new partner, and tell them one thing that you are thankful for. On me. Help me out. Tell your neighbor to look at me. Okay. Again, what happened when you just said you were thankful for something? Now, feeling good isn't the same as following God's beat, is it? Because there are times when we have to make the hard decision, when we have to say, I'm not going to be like the world. I'm not going to be the same as you guys over there. I'm going to be different. Because what you're doing and how you're living and what's going on there isn't what God's about. And those are going to be some hard conversations. At times, I remember having to walk away from friendships, what I thought were friendships. Friendships that were tearing me down. And I wasn't helping them out either. There are times when we have to make hard decisions to walk to God's beat. Because it's not always going to be the popular thing. It's not always going to be the easy thing. And you're going to come home from school and you're going to be like, ah, oh, that was hard. I don't feel real great right now. Because following God sometimes is hard. But even though it's hard, you know what? It's good. It's good. Listen to this. This is Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Okay, so if you've got a Bible, and lots of you do now, if you've got a Bible, turn to Romans chapter 15. And we're going to read verse 1 and verse 7. Okay? If you need help finding Romans, ask a cabin leader to help you. Romans is in the New Testament. It's after Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Romans chapter 15. I'll tell you in a second. Okay. You ready for this? Romans chapter 15. Verse 1. Okay. Check this out. There are going to be times when you have friends that are Christians that are supposedly walking the same beat as God, or at least trying to, that are going to mess up. And you are going to mess up, and they're going to notice sometimes. Check out what this verse says. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. So, when I mess up, and you should not take joy in that. You shouldn't be like, oh, ha, John messed up. Ah. No. We should bear one another's failings. The times when we come short and we miss the mark, and we should help each other up and build each other and say, hey, it's okay. Verse 7. And this is a huge one. This is a huge one. Verse 7. Same chapter. Accept one another then. Just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. Let me read that again. Accept one another. Accept one another. Then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. You know what's really sad? I have seen more times than I would like to, more times than I can count, where I see a group of Christian young people and sometimes a group of Christian old people, and they start making fun or laughing at one of the people or a few of them. And it's just the opposite of accepting one another, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard enough to feel like you're accepted in this world, but when we get that in this camp or another, in our youth group or in our church, I mean, it feels rotten. Doesn't it? And that's why verse 1 says, bear with one another, bear each other's failings. That means don't count it against them. Hold them up in prayer. If they've hurt you, accept them still. Accept them still. Well, it's one thing to be accepted by our Christian friends. And we know that this world, you know, it's fickle. It's one day it's going to accept us. The next day, we might be on the outside looking in. And I asked you, wouldn't it be amazing? Wouldn't it be amazing if you could just be accepted? All of that could just like go away? Check it out. This is 1 Corinthians. So if you keep turning towards the back of your Bible, just a few books down, you're going to find 1 Corinthians. We're going to look at chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Corinthians chapter 6, we're going to read verse 19 and 20. Because really what we're talking about is where we find our identity. And where we find our identity matters. It matters. If we find our identity in somebody else, we're going to be tossed to and fro like we're in a big storm on a little dinghy and we're just lost at sea. We're going to be tossed to and fro and we'll have no idea which way is north. Our identity has to be found in something more solid than our friends, more solid than our parents, more solid than any person in this world. I've been talking about what it means to be a Christian. Two nights ago, I told you how we can become Christians. Last night, I talked about why it's so significant. We talked about how Jesus died and how I love Him and how you can love Him. more than anything else in this world. And when we do, that's our big why. That's why we live the way we live. Well, tonight, here's the answer. Here's the answer why this world's opinion of you doesn't matter. Okay? Listen to this. Verse 19, 20. Do you not know? Okay, if you're talking to your friend, look at me. I'll wait for you. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Did you catch that? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. As a Christian, when you become a Christian, okay, let me explain this. There is God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. That is the Trinity. And they are three persons that make up one single God. It's not split personalities. It's not three individuals. It is three persons making up one individual God. It's a hard concept for us to grasp. But because God has no limits, this is the way He can exist if He chooses to. And that's the way He's chosen to. So we talked about Jesus last night. Tonight, we talk about the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit can live in me when I become a Christian, now the Holy Spirit comes in me and lives in me. If I have the Holy Spirit and He can accept this body and who I am to be His dwelling place, just maybe, I'm good enough. Not just maybe, absolutely. Absolutely, I'm good enough. Because really, what other opinion matters? I'm accepted and loved by God. Did you catch that? God lives inside Christians through His Holy Spirit. That means all of the goodness. Remember how deep God's love is? All of that love, all of that goodness, all of that amazing things that we can't hardly understand about God lives in you as a Christian. That's a crazy thought. And what's more, He chose you to live in you. He wants to be there. He delights in that space. He loves it there. Is that a crazy thought?
Yeah.
Because there are days when I'm just like, I don't know if I like me. And every day I think that, God's got a different opinion of me. A completely different opinion. An opinion that matters. And if we put enough weight, if we put enough stock, if we think enough of that opinion of God, that He thinks I'm amazing enough to live in, then just maybe, or absolutely, that will change the way I think of myself too. It's like the ultimate compliment. It's the ultimate encouragement. It's just incredible to think that God would live in me. That He would live in you. Isn't that neat? So I dare you. I dare you to walk to God's beat. To be exactly who God created you to be. Not anybody else. Not the girl on Instagram. Don't try to copy her. Especially if you're a guy. Don't try to be the macho guy that needs to impress everybody. Don't try to be the funny guy that needs to make everybody laugh just so you can feel like you belong somewhere. Just be you. Just be the exact person God has made you to be. Because if it's good enough for God, then it's good enough for the rest of us. If it's good enough for the Holy Spirit to live in, it's good enough to me for me to hang out with. And I'd love and I'd be honored to hang out with you. I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. And it's just going to... You just have to take the dare. You just have to take the dare. And I know... I get it. It's kind of scary to take the dare. I did it all by myself. I didn't. I felt like I was all by myself. I didn't. And I did it kind of with a poor attitude. But God transformed me. I dare you to walk to God's beat. Exactly who He created you to be. Knowing that He lives in you and loves it. And absolutely loves it. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank You that You've created us in a unique way, that actually it's kind of cool that none of us are the same. How boring would this camp and this world be if we were all clones? It'd be awful, God. Thank You that You've created us in such a unique and awesome way. Lord, help us to understand how awesome and amazing You think we actually are. Help us to walk in Your beat, exactly who You designed us to be, not anybody else. In Your name I pray. Amen.